Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week News podcast for the week of Monday, April 23rd. I'm Tammy Whitehouse, Compliance Week's accounting and auditing writer, and today we're talking with Jeanette Franzel, the newest member of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. Jeanette spent more than 20 years at the Government Accountability Office, most recently as Managing Director overseeing financial management and auditing issues for the federal government, and she played a key role in overseeing the government's effort to help stabilize financial markets during the economic crisis. Now at the PCAOB, she and her fellow board members are working on a number of important changes to existing auditing standards, most recently kicking up a great deal of debate over whether there should be limits on how long an auditor can serve a particular public company. So Jeanette is the newest member of the PCAOB. What do you consider to be the board's most important priorities right now?
Well, I think we've got priorities in three different categories, and they're all hitting us at the same time. So really the first category is to correct and change the gaps in current auditing practice under the current audit model. So for instance, in our inspections, we continue to find serious audit deficiencies where auditors are just simply not doing adequate work in very important audit areas, areas that would be important to investors. And so one priority would be to help elevate the quality and independence of audit practice under the current model. And the PCAOB and its inspection teams are certainly working very closely and constructively with the firms in that regard. The second area is really taking a look at the current audit model for its sufficiency. There seems to be widespread agreement that we need to do a reexamination of certain standards and approaches to audits. And as you know, the board has a very ambitious agenda right now looking at several important areas to the audit. And then finally, another area of priority is to really keep track of all of the new developments out there, the new business models and financial instruments and global business developments, so that we can know where we need to go in the future as well.
Okay. Well, the board certainly heard an awful lot of discussion. You had a couple of days of roundtable discussions regarding how auditors could become more independent, more objective, more skeptical, and whether a system of auditor rotation would address those concerns. And then we saw Chairman Doty discussing called to testify before the House Financial Services Committee, talking about that particular project. And the committee pretty clearly directed the PCAOB to step away from consideration of an auditor rotation system. So given those recent events, where does the board seem to be headed on that particular issue?
Well, I think the board has been heading in the direction of really looking broadly at issues of independence and professional skepticism, and really improving the quality of audits and independence. And so that's been the direction the board's been going with the 630 letters that we've received on the issue and the feedback from the two-day meeting. I think some of the themes that are coming through are the need to look at strengthening the role of the audit committee and audit committee performance, perhaps looking at some types of disclosures, perhaps about audit firm tenure, looking at things like retendering of the audits periodically without a mandatory audit firm rotation requirement, working with firms to change the mindset. I think everybody is acknowledging that there is an inherent conflict of interest in the client payor model, and so we're looking very broadly at how to mitigate the risks associated with that.
Okay. Well, I know you were on staff at the Government Accountability Office when it studied this question of auditor rotation in the early 2000s, and there was a conclusion then that it wasn't appropriate at that time. I wonder if things have changed over those many years since then that might have changed your view on that.
Well, it is interesting because GAO published that report in November of 2003, which was shortly after the passage of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, and at that time we concluded that mandatory audit firm rotation would not necessarily be appropriate because so many reforms had just recently been put into place. And so the recommendation was for SEC and PCAOB to monitor and evaluate the effectiveness of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act reforms and perhaps revisit the issue later. So it's kind of ironic that here I am on the other side as the PCAOB is evaluating that. And so, I think at this point it is a brand new evaluation because we're in a whole different time frame and a different set of facts and circumstances. And So that's really what the board's efforts are geared at right now, is that evaluation.
Okay. You know, the board has been looking also at ways to improve the audit report to give investors more information about what auditors do during the course of their audit. What do you consider to be the most important improvements that could be made in this area?
Well, certainly the most important improvements would be to find a way to provide more information that is important to investors. And as you know, the board has floated several ideas in the concept release. I think, you know, use of emphasis paragraphs is a very good tool for auditors to use in cases where there are significant uncertainties about estimates or even the future of a business. And so right now the board is evaluating the comments that came in on the concept release and is planning to issue a proposed standard later this year.
So we'll see that later this year, you said?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I know the board also is considering a requirement for auditors to disclose the name of the engagement partner and others outside the audit firm who have performed parts of an audit. Can you give us an update on the status of that project and maybe even share a little bit of your view on what the board should do with that proposal?
Certainly. That's another one where we're hoping to get something out later this year. I think a benefit that can come out of this project is really providing more transparency for investors, especially in the area of which firms are conducting which parts of the audits. Under the current model, it is not transparent to investors who's actually doing the audit work, so part of the proposal is to provide disclosure about the different firms involved in different pieces of the audit work, and also a disclosure about the audit firm partner's name, and we're still evaluating really the comments on that as well. So again, that's something which hopefully will be coming out a little bit later this year.
All right, Jeanette. Well, that's about all the time that we have for today, but you've certainly covered plenty of ground, so we thank you very much for your time. Again, everyone, that was Jeanette Franzel, the newest member of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. I'm Tammy Whitehouse, a writer at Compliance Week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.